My name is Do-young Kim, and from the Children's Environmental Health Initiative at Duke University. And on behalf of my great co-authors at Duke, and I'm going to talk about the effect of early childhood environmental exposure on elementary school test performance. The Children's Environmental Health Initiative is a research, education, and outreach program committed to fostering environment where all children can prosper. This is our research team. So you may all know that the lead exposure causes well-documented series of neurological effects and is even more dangerous to children than others. And if it's not detected early, and children with high levels of lead in their bodies can suffer from both symptomatic and asymptomatic the neurological problems. And in 1985, U.S. Center for Disease Control lowered the medically acceptable blood lead level, say BLL, in humans to its current 10 microgram per deciliter. But mounting evidence indicate that even lower levels of BLL, as low as 2 to 5 microgram per deciliter, may cause adverse cognitive impacts, especially for children. So we try to answer two important research questions. First, could differential exposure to lead account for, even in part, for achievement gap between black children and white children? And most of these studies tend to focus on the mean effects on test performance. So we want to take a look at the how does the school performance distribution change by exposure to lead. These are our two main research questions. Okay, to answer these two questions, and we linked two large-scale admixture data sets and collected at different developmental time points in children's lives. First, and lead surveillance data before age 6, and end of grade testing data in elementary school. So by linking these two large scale data for each child, and we are able to assess the impact of early childhood lead exposure on educational achievements in elementary school in North Carolina within the context of other children's socioeconomic status such as race, age, income, and so on. So we are also planning to link the detailed birth record data collected at birth, but that task is still in progress. So in this presentation, I'm going to talk about the impact of lead exposure on the test performance in the elementary school. So we started analyzing and linking data from the 7 County and Research Triangle Park in North Carolina and published the initial results at Environmental Health Perspective in this year. And I have several copies with me, so please let me know if you're interested in getting the copies. So since then, we continue to work on this study and made several progress. First, we linked the data for all 100 counties in North Carolina. And second, we tried the different models to understand the effects of the lead on educational outcome better. And third, we started to handle the all potential problems of our model, such as selectivity bias. So as you see from this table, so white overrepresented in this linked data set, about 55%. So considering this overall racial composition as a baseline, we see that it's about BLL of 3 microgram per deciliter is the cutoff for under and overrepresentation. So in other words, white children can overrepresented in this data set for BLL 1 to 3, and black children overrepresented for BLL 4 and over. And let's look at how mean EOG test score changed by BLL, the next slide, for black and whites. And you can see that this red line indicates white, and black, blue line indicates black, and this is an overall measure. And also you can see that the 10 plus, actually is all 10 and above, is lumped into this category. So you can see that yellow bar is closer to red line for lower VLL between 1 and 3, and that yellow line close to blue lines, kind of anything above 4. So this shows a reflected relative frequency of rays at each VLL. And from this, we observe that scores decrease by VLL for both black and white, but the differential distribution of the rays by VLL amplifies achievement gap in overall measures. Now let's look at the failure rates differ by VLL, which shows a lag effect on the lower tails of the EOG distribution. Again, the red bar shows the white, and black blue bar shows black kids, and yellow bar shows overall measures. We see a similar dose response pattern here, like they are more likely to fail the test if they are exposed to the higher lead, both black and white. But also we can see the black is overrepresented in higher VLL group, which is some kind of achievement gap between black and white. Following that, we are now interested in even more like in how EOG score distribution differ by each VLL. This graph shows the corner density lines for EOG scores for three different VLL groups, 1 to 4 and 5 to 9 and 10 and over. You can see that the distribution shifts to the left when they have they are exposed to higher VLL, but you can also see that the distribution for higher VLL is more dispersed, like a wide variance. So now, so far we have looked at the low data. Now we are looking at the multiple regression model after controlling for all other covariates, such as sex, race, enrollment in school lunch program, parental education, daily computer use, school system. They are all significant with the expected sign. And we include this VLL variable as an indicator for each VLL from 2 to 9 with the VLL of 1 as a reference. So using this model, we tried two types of different models. First, the standard regression models to see the mean VLL effects on mean EOG at each VLL. And the second one is quantile regression model to examine actual EOG distribution at each VLL without any assumptions such as normality and the common variance. So quantile regression model is very powerful to see the overall effect in the entire distribution, not only the mean. So standard regression model produces this kind of graph showing the size of change in mean effects scored by each VLL. And here you can see that the reference score, like a 0, is from the white kid with VLL of 1, and red line indicate white and blue line indicate black. You can see the big achievement gap here between black and white, and also some decreasing pattern by the increasing VLL. And there are several observations from this graph. Both for white and black, relatively smoother effects suggest that there is no clear place for acceptable level, which means the lower always better. And looking at this 95% the confidence interval, the VLL of 3 is statistically different from the 0, which means that even the lower VLL of 3 is really significantly different from 0, which has some significant impacts. And also those response patterns are similar between black and white, but you can see a larger confidence interval for white. One more reference. On the other hand, the quantile regression models shows how the score distribution changed by VLL, not only the mean effects that I mentioned to you. And these nine lines indicate how the EOG score changed by VLL at each decile. So this is lowest decile, and this is top decile. So these lines look very similar, but when we see the table, that score drops about 1.5 points at top decile, but about 2.5 at the lowest decile. The difference of this one score is about the 10% of interquartile range in the entire distribution. So this implies that exposure layers shift the score distribution downward, but more on the lower tails of EOG distribution. So this result implies that the lead effect could be relatively stronger for some kids in lower quantile of EOG. So far we analyzed only linked data, but in this table, so about 76% of the EOG data were not matched with the screening data. So the result from the model using the only match data may face a selective bias when applying to entire population. So we see from some table here that these groups are different in most of the key variables. So to run the model on the models that I showed you, that using all data, we need to know that the BLL for unmatched group as well, which creates a missing data problem. So we take the imputation techniques to estimate the BLL for this unmatched kid based on an older variable that may affect the potential likelihood of being included in the matched data set. But the result is not ready to present at this moment. So, final. So these results enable us to answer our two parts question. We can say answer to the first question, yes, the difference in exposure to lead account for achievement gap, even in part between black and white. And lead effects not only shift the EOG distribution downward, but also stretch out the lower tails of distribution more. So there are some policy implications. The distributor suggested reduction in CDC blood action level, and this result emphasized the importance of early environmental intervention and environmental component to educational interventions. And this result provides some guidance on eligibility criteria for access to the special